In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Yeah. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Winterland tickets. About an hour from now, we'll have a pair for you. And these ones come with a meet and greet with Rob Thomas attached. These are the ones you want today. 905. 1205 with Mason, 505 with It's Jane. We'll give you code words. You take them to RadioAlice.com and get yourself entered to win the tickets and the meet and greet with Rob Thomas. Alice in Winterland, starring Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, John Kay. It's December 4th at the Masonic. Meet you there. Still tickets available. Go get them. You can go to RadioAlice.com or Ticketmaster. Make sure you're buying from the venue, that you're buying from Ticketmaster.
I don't know how to do that, but
that's why I'm reminded
for people. But you know, there you are thinking that's what I Googled that.
What's the problem? What could the problem possibly be?
Somehow these tickets turned out to be a lot more than the venue price.
How did I spend $2,000 on tickets for Hamilton?
The practice
when I was trying
shows.
To go, I was trying to go to Alice in Winterland. This is ridiculous. You know, just check carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's not a lot here, but...
About
this potential breakup.
Okay.
However, where there's smoke, there is sometimes fire.
You bet.
So just the fact that it's being... Maybe because I don't really hear too much about these guys in the tabloids. But... People are saying, when is the last time you saw Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton together? And the answer is, it was months ago. They, according to the Star tabloid, they're basically living separate lives.
I'm not surprised at all.
Go on.
I'm not surprised. I think that the two of them connected out of breakup at work.
Yep.
It's not the scenario you would expect to end up in marriage, first of all, because you sort of are in pain, kind of broken from what's happened, and you might find consolation in each other's arms, but especially a lady from Orange County and a guy from Oklahoma. Like, she couldn't have grown up in a more different place than he did.
And she is, to me, she's always been kind of a fashion icon. Like, she's,
absolutely. She has a fashion
done,
brand.
Right.
Done. What is it, Lamb?
Lamb. Yeah. L.A., which probably stands for something, but Lamb is it. She is always done, like, top to bottom. Hair is perfect. Makeup's perfect. The outfit is incredible. Like, she's that person, it seems.
Coming out of the 90s, I feel like there were a few women that were absolute role models, like hero role models. Mm-hmm. And Courtney Love is not one of them. But
in a way she is.
No, not at all. I would say Gwen, I would say Shirley Manson. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few people that you would go, oh, that lady rocks, and you know, you can look up to her for a lot of reasons.
Right.
I don't see her in Oklahoma
farm in Oklahoma
going, Like, at first I think it's all new and interesting and probably even fun.
And then he goes off to do a show and she's like, I'm on a ranch.
Couldn't they just be both busy with their flourishing careers? Yep.
Yes.
They've been together for 10 years now.
10 years.
I agree with you.
21.
And I don't, you're saying there's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. I can see it. I'm not saying that it's happening. I don't know them, but I'm saying I can see it. I would move to the you know, the sticks or whatever that is, a farm for somebody I loved, but it would last a few minutes. And then I would go, you know what? I need to go surfing. Mm. I got to get out of here. Horseback riding's, it's all right. But you know what I need to do? I need to get in the ocean. So yeah. I got to go. Goodbye.
I would think if you're Gwen Stefani and you're in the hectic business world and the music world and you tour and you do a lot of stuff in LA and you're busy, that maybe it's like a lovely place to go and just spend. There you are. You're on a farm. There's nothing. You can be on the phone. Yes, you've got a computer. I'm sure they have internet in Oklahoma. I'm not positive. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure you can get the internet there. Like, I'm sure that that is a very relaxing place for her to go unwind. Now, does she feel like a person who's adopted the farm life? I do see them on Instagram. I didn't want to say it was last year. He was dragging her around. He got her a tractor, right? And she was driving around on a tractor and she was gathering up the produce or whatever. I felt like, okay. Well, maybe.
No, I brought girls back to West Virginia and like their first visit, they're like, oh, it's really pretty and everything. And then by the second visit, they're like, yeah, there's nothing to do here, dude.
It wears off. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I also think she came, they both came out of really bad breakups. And I do think you respect that the calm and the comfort that came out of that early. A lot of times,
I'm sure it was a hideaway for them. They could go there and be alone together.
I don't know how it is for everyone that's in a relationship that's, you know, sort of seems to be on a downward spiral. But a lot of times, those early days probably would propel you far beyond its shelf life because you remember it was good, had comfort in that. And all of the bad times, you hope, we'll just get to the other side of this.
Yep.
And then it'll be better.
Get back to where we were.
Right. And I think relationships, I understand why you're holding on to that. Mm. Because you want it to be what it once was.
Right.
Unfortunately, some years later, you might be like, we're never going to be that again.
Mm. Hey, Gwen. You look pretty good there in them farm shorts.
Oh, my God. Gag me with a spoon. I've got to get back to L.A.
Hey, Gwen, what's a holler back, girl? Huh?
We got holler girls. Oh my God, stop talking.
They live in the holler.
Are you
a holler girl?
No, I'm not. Turns out. I'm a Harajuku girl. What, Blake?
Come milk this cow with me. Look at it. You pull on the udders and the milk comes out.
Okay, do you have any like latex gloves or anything?
Hey, Gwen!
To do that?
Time to make some butter.
You don't have the milk made for that? God, gritty to the max.
By the way, I went to the website for her brand that you talked about, and it's available, the domain. I don't think it's
she quit.
A thing anymore.
Try L.A.
It's definitely the website.
Oh.
It's over. Okay.
I recently bought a pair of lamb glasses. These might be lamb.
Well,
on the Instagram hasn't posted anything since 2013.
What happens a lot.
How recent did you buy those?
What happens a lot, and I would bet that this is what happened, is people who build a brand sell it to one of the conglomerates, and it continues on, whether they deem that a lot. You know what happened to a lot of surf brands that got bought? They will end up in Costco. And so people who surf will say, that's not where this stuff's supposed to be sold. But the people who bought it are in charge and they don't surf and they don't care. And they know that that name recognition, will whatever they put it on, bath soap or, you know, like, what? You made bath soap?
From the 925, please stop. Gwen and Blake are both working on different projects now. Follow their Instagram. They're still happy and together.
The full limb fashion line was discontinued in 2015. The brand continues as an eyewear company. How funny. Oh. I know. Gwen remains involved in the design of the limb eyewear collection, which was launched in 2016. Maybe she gave it all up when she was like, I'm going to live a simpler life. I'm going to put a little twang. I am going to be a hollerback girl.
It's a lot of work. If you're going to be putting your, you know, your sort of brand out there each season.
Yeah.
I could see why she would go, you know what I am? I'm a good singer.
Right.
I should just do that.
She could have sold that line. It sounds like she didn't. So anyway, there's a source that says a lot of people think the magic started to wear off, especially with Gwen headed to Las Vegas for a residency at the Sphere with No Doubt, which is, I think, in early January. I had that story. Oh, is it?
Yes.
I would go to that. Oh, man.
You want to go?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's find a way to get the tickets and let's talk to Danae. Let's bring listeners Danae. With us. Let's have a party. Let's go to Vegas. Come on, Vinny. You love Vegas.
I'll go to Vegas.
Yeah. It'd be so fun. We got to find a partner there. That should be easy. What? Anyway, they say Blake spends most of his time now on their ranch in Oklahoma. They met on the set of The Voice a decade ago. They got married in 2021. Obviously, there's really not a lot to back these claims up at this point. But honestly, I feel like when there's smoke, there is sometimes fire. And
well, let's
get out ahead of this one.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to see if this ends up being just another one of those dumb things or we knew it. We
right.
knew it was coming.
We scooped everyone except for the star. So next up is Vogue magazine.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of Vogue, I do think of Anna Wintour, who I believe this current issue is the last one she's retired. She was the editor in chief for years and years. They say she's the character that The Devil Wears Prada, was based on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's done. She's elderly and I guess, and although she looks amazing still. And, so this is her last issue. So Vogue is style and cool and
fashion.
I am mystified by the picture that they, as soon as I saw it, because the story goes, the new Vogue cover is the worst Vogue cover. That the picture is terrible. Do you have this for me?
How sad for the person
who finally
got their cover shot. Who is it?
It's Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, man.
He is wearing... Here, hold on. Let me see.
The best thing about this is his pants.
I agree. There it is on the right hand side there. Click right on that. The Timothée is standing on a planet. I guess it's Earth. You can see the universe behind him. The line was the universe according to Timothée. He's got his hair shaved down pretty tight, pretty close. And
that's not slicked back?
No. And he just recently took all his hair off for some movie.
Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with this picture. Like, what do you dislike about it?
I hate everything about this picture.
Oh, you're the one that doesn't like it.
Oh, no, I'm not the only one.
Oh, okay.
This is, I looked at it and went, that is weird. Maybe she just wanted to be like, I'm going crazy on my last cover or something. So he's wearing a tight white turtleneck.
I have that shirt.
Well, it's a good layer. I would never wear it without something over it. But no. I guess he does. He has like a kind of a cream colored. I feel like white and cream clash. I don't like to wear white and cream because, as you know, I'm a huge fashionista. But he's got like a trench coat style coat on. It's long, but it's cream colored. But the jeans are epic. I love the jeans. They are embroidered from just under the pocket all the way down the leg with flowers and vines. They're beautiful. And then he's got like, I don't know, they could be Doc Martens. They look like that style of boot. And he's got a mean look, like I'm tough. I'm not a 16-year-old
Laffy
boy. Doc
Martens aren't nearly expensive enough to make the cover of Vogue.
I know, that's got to be some crazy thing.
Yeah, those aren't Doc Martens. These are ugly. They look like pirate shoes.
I was thinking this that they looked like if Doc Martens were squished down a little bit.
I'm sure they're Prada something.
They are.
I think he looks great.
Do you?
I think the worst thing about the cover is the quote, my superpower is my fearlessness. He has established that he's not humble. And I think I'm going to get sick of him if he keeps up with this, like, I'm going to be legendary. I'm taking over the movie stratosphere. I'm going to get sick of it.
He's great.
He said he was kind of mad he didn't win the Oscar for his Dylan portrayal, that he felt like I deserved that.
He was good.
He was mm-hmm. awesome.
He was really good in that.
So here are some of the people's reactions to the cover.
Okay.
Which I always look like, it just doesn't look fashionable to me. It looks like somebody just grabbed random things out of the closet.
I didn't know who you were talking about. I will say that this guy's probably done a million covers already and in his young life. So it doesn't seem like, if I was walking in and this was my first cover for anything ever, and that's what they wanted to dress me in, I would say, this is a no. I'm not going to wear that on the on my one chance to be on the cover right. of Vogue.
Could I wear something that looks fashionable?
Something cool, please. Yeah.
It's more so the background that is crazy. It's not like they're the cool thing about magazine covers is they have so much money and they can go anywhere in the world and do a real shoot. And he's standing on a CGI globe with the quote unquote universe behind
him. One of the comments says, that looks like it was done by a kid who just discovered Photoshop.
Yeah, it looks like Sora made this.
Probably the worst cover in the history of Vogue. Abysmal. What an eyesore of a cover. I'd even go so far to say this is the worst cover American Vogue has ever published. I'm absolutely dumbfounded.
I'm going to guess that entire background is AI.
Oh, yeah. It's just he was standing on a green screen.
Shots of universe. And they're print out about, like, you can go in Google right now and change your home screen. And you can use AI to pick all the different all these different themes.
Anything you'd like.
And then
probably
all these different styles, like watercolor, right. oil painting. Like there's, you put them in and it spits out seven pictures. And someone went, that one, we'll use that.
Let's just use that. It's his take on the universe. Get it? He's amazing. He owns the world.
I do think he's pretty amazing.
He is, but for some reason, I don't know if it's just what I was told as a girl growing up, but I just feel like if you have success, you have to be humble.
Right.
Otherwise, it perturbs me.
Well, you can own your successes, but I feel like braggers are never attractive.
Yeah.
You know? Like when you start to be all full of yourself, there's a difference between being like, oh, you own it. You let your light shine. You feel good about the job that you've done. You don't have to be totally self-deprecating, but to sort of be smushing people's face in it and like, I'm better, than you. Better actor than you. What?
One of the things I think that happens in the sports world a lot, I realize we're talking about different worlds, but if a person says something, actually says something, they're savaged for it. So they find themselves speaking in cliches, all of them, every time.
The sports cliche.
It just becomes like,
just going out there, left it all in the field, 110%.
All the stuff.
Right.
And it's just, but you realize the person who steps out of those boundaries and actually says something gets savaged for it. So in this case, here's a guy, he's actually giving you some meat, putting some meat on the bone and
we're savaging him
And you're savaging him for it.
He deserves it.
All right.
All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I'll get to those grandma tips.
Oh, nice. I like those.
And canceled flights and more after
Uh-oh.
These.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Friday.
Wow.
Thank you.
You really went there, didn't you?
I don't know. Some fun. It's Friday. Fun time Fridays. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Video reels, pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Put them up there every day. Bob is always hard at work. Plus links to all our personal profiles.
Partly cloudy. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report. I was just looking at the weather updating, and then I just went right into it. This is uncomfortable. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Nothing says community more than ensuring our neighbors are nourished during the holidays. Fremont Bank Foundation supports local organizations that provide vital needs, such as easy access to daily meals and food banks. Find them at FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening. The weather is a mystery a little bit.
It's a little foggy out there.
There's some overcast conditions in downtown San Francisco. We should see sun breaks today, and the temps can get into the young 70s. Mm. So.
Young and spry.
Nice enough day. We're out of the storm.
Great.
And there's one out there midweek next week.
So what? Stop asking about it.
I did.
Get there when I get
I didn't there. Ask.
I know you're thinking about me, though. I don't like it.
I didn't ask, but okay. Old person habits that everyone should adopt. I didn't get to finish these, so I'll do these real quick, and then we'll move into other things. Saying nice things to strangers. Say a nice thing to a stranger today, and not about their butt cheeks. You know, keep it on the up and up.
Right. Where did you get those shoes? Those are so cute on you.
One grandma said, don't wash the dishes if you did the cooking. Make eaters wash the dishes. You're not a maid. Sleep as much as you want,
you're
says
not a
another
maid, you're
grandma.
A cook.
Right. An elder said, I always opt for the first flight of the day. 5:45 a.m. departure. Heck yeah. Typically, the plane's been at the gate overnight and the lines are shorter.
It's all ready to go.
Way to roll through and get it done, grandma.
I like to leave early too. I agree with that.
You're way less likely to get delayed.
Yep.
I wake up early because of the job we do, even on the weekend. So one of the things, the benefit is I go surfing at first light. I'm already in the water when it's black and I'm in the water waiting for the first light.
Like, oh, I thought you were waiting for sharks.
No, so I'm never waiting for that. But my point is, you want to make use of that time if you wake up early.
I hate being in water. I can't see down
the bottom. What are you talking about?
I don't like
no
it.
No one's going to make you get in it. Mm. That's a me thing. Mm. My point is, I'm up early.
I'd be so scared. I'd just be freaking out if I was in it. It was nighttime and I was like out away from shore on a surfboard in the middle of the night. I'd be like, oh my God, what life choices have brought me to this point? No.
You know why you say that?
Why?
Because you've never ridden a wave.
I don't think that's why.
No, that's why.
Like, no, it's not.
Had you ridden a wave and felt the power of the ocean.
I still want to do it in the daytime.
And there you are flirting with it.
At least I can see the fin coming at me. Well, this is it, fellas. Looks like I'm getting mine. Oh, it hurts. Oh, the burn.
This is it, fellas.
I mean,
that's your last words.
Listen, fellas, it's been real fun, you know.
Or is your last
the curls
word
with you?
Ouch. Ah, for crying out loud. Anyway. If you're not going out the rest of the night, change into pajamas and be completely comfortable.
Oh my God, the minute old person. I get home, I put my pajamas on every day.
I've absolutely turned into a soft clothes guy.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, jeans aren't even that hard to wear.
No, like, but there's like the buttons right there and like leaning over it. And actually you can tell they're uncomfortable because when you take them off, you get like seam lines running up the sides of your leg and across your belly. Come on. Get some soft clothes on here.
Get rid of your social media apps. That's a lie.
Yes, do it.
No. God. Grandma, you're lying.
Nah.
Grandmas love social media,
they love
and they're
Facebook.
On Facebook nonstop. And you can't believe, you're like, oh my God, they're getting around on that just fine.
Yeah. We're Maka's the new old people. Get rid of your social media.
Nah, they love
it's
it.
Worthless.
It's part of the ways they stay in touch. Find out what the grandkids are
you
doing.
You know what else works? FaceTime.
You don't want to do phone calls? What are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Want to, but if I have to, I'll do it on FaceTime. I like to see my mom. She walks me around the house, shows me her stuff.
And lastly, these are tips from grandmas and grandpas about how to live a better life. I begin every morning with a stretching routine to loosen up my joints. I'm constantly moving throughout the day, either taking a walk or listening to oldies but goodies, which always makes me move and groove.
That is actually funny. Like when I was a kid, I just never thought about that. And now I do, there's certain twists I do like first thing in the morning, just like, let's work that out. Roll my shoulders a few times. Just, you have to. It's like, oh God, I'm so stiff. I think I slept on my neck wrong. Oh no. Oh, I got a crick in my back.
How about some good news?
All right. I like good news.
A guy
I like even doing some more good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
A guy in Maryland was mowing his neighbor's lawn for them, so he's doing a good deed.
Okay.
When a set of random numbers popped into his head, 13605. Oh. And he says, I kept thinking about 13605. I couldn't stop. So he called his wife and said, can you go buy a lottery ticket with 13605 on it?
Stop it.
He hit for
$150,000. Oh, no way.
Oh, that's great.
He says he'll use the money to pay off debt and go on a big road trip and spoil his wife a little. Mm. He called her his good luck charm.
I bet he drank his moon juice.
I bet he didn't.
No.
I mean, I will put money down. Let's get this guy on the phone. And I bet you anything he's like, moon juice.
Okay, call him up.
Okay.
Can you find his number? Research department.
hello?
Maryland.
How you doing?
The guy who hit for $150,000.
We don't have his name?
Let me see. I may have his name.
Got a name, got a town. Let's get this narrowed down. I'm sure he's got a Facebook.
Let's see here.
$150,000. Is that what, was that his take, like after taxes and everything?
Either way.
No, yeah. I'm not saying no to free money.
For no work.
Right.
All right, I got to research this when I'm off the air. I'm in the middle of news, and I really am not going to be able to find that, but
it's
I
me,
will.
Bob. I'm from Maryland. I love the Ravens and crab cakes. What do you want to know?
Did you drink your moon juice?
Moon juice?
What the hell's that?
I don't think that's him.
Anyway, let me ask you a question real quick. Who among you here, out of the four of us, has seen The Wire?
I love The Wire.
And that's in Baltimore, right?
Balmer.
Yeah.
Balmer.
That is one of the grittiest. I mean, it gets kooky, and there's a point where you go, oh my God, what are they doing? Where they come up with this land where they're just going to let everything be legal within these like four city blocks, and you're like, you can't let people go crazy like that. What are you doing?
The Purge?
I have one downish season, but for the most part, that's a solid show.
That sounds like a writer's strike season.
It was just absolutely like, what happened here? This was the grittiest, realest of them all real shows, and then it went into La La Land, and then it came back.
Oh.
But it was Idris Elba. Mm. It's one of the guys.
You've been talking about that show for years. Yep. In fact, I think one year you gave me like the DVD set of that.
And you still haven't watched it.
We watched like one episode, and I went, this is not for me.
Yeah, it's really gritty. Mm.
I will say that that's one you have to get past the first step. It's like Succession.
I did not
you have
get
to get past
the first
episode because it seems like Where's this going? And actually, I worked with these guys. We did a podcast with a couple of the stars of the show. When they got done the pilot, they all were sure this is never getting picked up. Like, they were just like, this isn't we don't understand where this is going. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but
I don't remember because it's been so long, but I thought the first episode kind of revolved around the Irish cop and didn't really even get into all those drug dealing gangster characters. And later all that comes in and the layers and the one guy who's a hitman, he's got a boyfriend and like all Omar. Those different. Yeah. Omar was like,
Omar's coming.
So good. Oh my. Scary though. So it's probably not for you. You're right.
I just didn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I know what I like.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Here are some ways people are rude at weddings without even realizing it.
Okay.
Don't be this guy.
Can I make some suggestions?
Sure.
You make a big announcement of your own at someone else's wedding. Like, we're engaged or we're having a baby. Or you wear
Making a spectacle. That includes big things like proposing at someone's wedding.
Mm.
Or just getting too drunk. But even something like upstaging them on the dance floor can be rude. That's their day, and they paid a lot of money for it. Dance worse than them.
I don't. I will outdance. I'll dance off with the bride. And
that would never bother me,
I
tell you. What about wearing white to the wedding, wearing a white dress?
Mm.
Say, ladies, come on. You don't wear a white dress to a wedding. You're not.
You know what?
Bride.
I want to believe that falls under making a spectacle as well. There's no specific don't wear white. But I agree, there's certain etiquette. Just ask somebody if you don't know.
Bob, you're about to have a wedding. Got any ideas, things that you would not want to have, things that might ruin your wedding?
No.
You'd be down with all of it.
Yeah.
Big spectacle, somebody proposing to somebody else, wearing white.
I got one for you. As an ex-wedding DJ, people at the wedding trying to tell you what to play. And you're like, no, the bride and groom have picked out the music that they want. Mm. I'm not going to be playing your random song just because you're drunk and telling me to play it.
Oh, I do that at weddings.
Well, yeah, and the wedding DJ hates you.
I get down on the dance floor at weddings.
You upstage the bride.
Are you
if I have to, girl.
Are you guilty of any of these? Monopolizing the couple's time. They have a lot of people to talk to. So say hey, high five. you know, do your dollar dance or whatever thing is expected of you, and then hand them off to the next
friend or family.
But they're
the only people I know here. I'm going to just follow them around. Oh, I'll carry your train if you'd like.
Stealing flowers. Don't take the centerpieces without asking.
Why not?
Or asking the wedding planner. They may have plans for all that.
Yeah, like somebody else's wedding.
There you go.
That's ridiculous. I'm taking it.
Requesting songs.
Oh.
It depends on the wedding, but a lot of couples make the playlist now and put a lot of thought into it. So if the DJ says no, drop it, walk away, and go dance.
Yeah, or I'll just do what we used to do when people would call the radio station. Yeah, I'll get that on for you. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Get it on as soon as I can.
It's coming up.
The song requesting. Yeah. Every DJ has that, like, yeah. Oh my God, I remember a guy who threatened my life because I wouldn't play his song.
And, you know, with it wasn't college radio. That's the thing.
No,
college radio, anybody can call you. You play
right.
Any GD thing you want. You're on college radio. Once you get a boss in radio, you are not allowed. They have curated a list that you are going to play.
Pre-decided, and your job to get to with that program.
Yes. And be enthusiastic about it, please. Love these songs. Thank you.
Oversharing. You see it in wedding toasts a lot. It happens in casual conversation too. You know, that you're in the public. You're out with people. It's their day. Don't reveal something embarrassing about the couple unless you know they've approved that in advance.
Mm.
Taking photos during the ceremony. I just went through this. The people at the wedding that I drove up to at the Russian River, the guy goes, listen, we have a wedding photographer. We're going to have photos of this whole event. That's what this person's job is. I want you all to put your phones away. No photos. We're starting the ceremony now. Please, no photos. That guy walks off the stage, and the lady next to me pulled her phone up and went, chick. And no one.
Oh, here comes the bride.
No one hears it. They don't hear it.
No, it just didn't apply to her. She takes really good
She's
photos.
She's special. Yeah.
Every time. And that just was like, okay, well, I guess you say it so that you can say, I tried to tell you.
Yep.
I've got a friend whose wife never forgave me for what I did at her wedding. Her sister was one of the bridesmaids. I was very young, you know, and everything.
How young?
Maybe 25.
Okay.
And
drunk?
Certainly. But the sister was married and her husband went to bed early. And we ended up making out on the dance floor, and the sister was not really happy with me. Blamed me for it, but.
Well, she got to blame someone, and
yeah.
That's her sister. So
yeah, no.
You're the
no.
scapegoat.
It ruined like my like friendship with that guy forever.
Well, yeah. Did they end up divorced?
No, I don't think so.
Wait. You made out with a married woman at a wedding?
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
And it was the bride's sister?
Yeah.
And the sister and the guy are still together?
As far as I know.
No
I
way.
Mean, I don't think, yeah,
no way.
I don't know if they're together now. This was, what, 25 years
yeah.
ago?
And
I doubt it lasted.
If she's already
what?
Cheating.
We're just making out.
Make it out.
I was going to say anything you wouldn't do in front of your husband is is cheating.
Well, I guess, was he not there?
He went to bed early.
He went to bed early. It's his fault.
Oh, well.
If you went to, okay, Bob, if you go to the bar to get a drink. And Susan is on the dance floor now and just goes, all right, I'll just keep dancing with this lady. And then you're walking back with your drink to meet up with Susan, and he's making out with someone.
Is he leaning into it, or is he leaning away from it? Like,
I think
this person's climbing me.
I think it's official. They're making out.
They are both
I don't
in.
Think it's, a, yeah, they're making out.
At your wedding.
Are
what
you
happened?
Like,
at my wedding?
No, yes. no, not at your wedding. I'm saying this is just an event, but it's just one of those things where I'm curious what your sensibility is. Are you like, I'm going to let them finish and it's cool? Are you like walking up and grabbing her by the hair and pulling her to the ground? Do you take your drink, pound it and leave?
No, I'm here for it. I'm probably going to my friends and I'm like, look who Susan's making out with. And then maybe later I'd try and make out with her too to get even. What? Who cares?
I would care. I would care deeply.
That's my person, you know? If he wants to make out with a girl at a party, why should I stop him?
God, the evolution has, it wow. really has taken, it's going faster. These people, they're just, they'll put up
I
with
have
anything.
A question.
You're not going to like my answer anytime you ask me one of these.
I have a question.
I actually love your answer.
I feel like you're getting out in front of, I may want to make out with someone, and so I don't want to penalize him in case I have a situation, and that way I'm left alone because I've already granted him all of this space.
Interesting.
No?
Well, I don't know if he'd be okay with me making out with somebody on the dance floor.
But you'd be okay with it.
But I'd be okay with it. It's all about boundaries, Vin.
You're an evolved human being.
She is. You know, though,
what we have is so much deeper. I mean, like, we take care of each other. We support each other. We help each other finish the laundry. Like, we have a life together. Like, if you're drunk and you're having fun and you make out with somebody, like, that doesn't change any of that for me.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, when you say it like that, it does. No, it does. You go, okay, I can. I mean, not. It doesn't make sense for anybody but her. But she does seem to have wrapped her head around that. Probably because it never happened. You might feel different.
No, because he's obsessed with me.
My blood would run cold. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Well, it sounds good. What I'm saying is, like, I had a relationship with a girl, and we were in love, but we couldn't say it to each other because we were too cool to say that to each other. I don't know what the hell was wrong with us. We're just broken. But the point is, she's someone who acted very evolved and was like, I don't get jealous. I don't. And then one of the worst things that happened to us is she saw me talking to some girl one time and went, mother, and I was like, just talking to her. I wasn't kissing her. I was at work, by the way, so it was just a work of like.
Was it me?
No. This was not in radio. This was I was working at the La Costa Resort.
Oh, okay. Sheesh. And
not only did she walk by me on her way out of the place and push my forehead, like, I went, what the hell just happened?
You talked to another girl.
Well, maybe it's that. Was it that girl?
I don't know. But
you know,
it was like, this is a person who's so evolved. And so above it and way too cool.
We all think we are until we're not.
And then she's absolutely loses her you know what for no reason. Like, I wasn't into that chick. We talked about whatever was happening at work thing that, you know, I came up here because so-and-so needs an extra. She saw that and flipped the. So are you sure you're as involved as you say?
I'm only as sure as I can be, you know?
Right. If she sees Susan making out with somebody, it might all change.
925 says, I call BS on Bob's answers.
It's hard to believe, but you might be.
Maybe.
You might be.
I think that maybe it's coming from the place where she's so secure in that relationship that she doesn't spend time in that headspace.
That for sure is a difference between what I'm describing. We were basket cases. We could not be straight up with each other for any reason because we were too cool. I'm not going to say I love you because then you'll say I knew that instead of saying I love you back. Like, it's just absurd. The
was
whole
it
thing.
Karen?
Yeah. The whole thing was ridiculous. Anyway.
Well, she thought she was moving to LA with you. And then you didn't go anyway. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I like that part of the story. It's a good one. That's, you know, she sees you, sees him at a party. She's, what are you doing here? I thought you moved away from me.
She didn't do that. I did. I was like, well, no, I lost the job.
You want to get back together? Why didn't you call me then? Winterland tickets and movies and TV for this weekend after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.